1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's summertime, so we're going to talk about bike safety and so much more. Joining us in the studio is Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. We're also thrilled that Aveline Flood is here with Youth in Policing Initiative, and they both join us in studio this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Now, Darren, we had a request for this topic from a listener who would like us to spotlight bicycle safety and particularly bike helmets. It's summertime. Kids and adults, families are out on their bikes. What are your thoughts in terms of bike safety? Or maybe off the top, how about bike helmets in terms of sort of the requirements or recommendations on bike helmets, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to say thank you to that listener who contacted you and asked about that topic, because it is a really important safety topic. And I think it's great to be able to get some awareness out there about the importance and the requirements around wearing helmets. I've unfortunately known several individuals who have not been wearing helmets and have been involved I've known both of those who have been involved in while they're wearing helmets and some who have not. And I know that for those who have been wearing them, some close friends personally, the helmets have drastically saved them.
So, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so what are the requirements in terms of young people or adults in terms of bicycle helmets?
So according to the law, the requirement is anyone under the age of 18 is required to wear a helmet. Under the age of 18 is required to wear a helmet at all times.
Okay.
So under 16, it's the obligation of the parent to ensure that that youth is wearing a helmet.
Okay.
After 16, because I think the distinction or the difference there is that we can then issue that individual a ticket at the age of 16 under the Highway Traffic Act. So somebody can be issued a provincial offense notice or a ticket for not wearing their helmet between 16 and 17 years old.
Okay. Now, in terms of adults, there aren't any official requirements, as far as I understand.
No, there's no official requirements. However, what I do want to say is that your head does not magically become harder once you turn 18.
Yes.
So
yes,
the importance is still there. And it is very, like, I just can't stress that enough. It's very important to wear your helmet at all times.
Oh, without a doubt. And I came across some interesting stats in terms of that you touched on with injury prevention. Bicycle helmets are proven to reduce serious head injuries by 60%, traumatic brain injuries by 53%, and also decrease the likelihood of cyclists being killed or seriously injured by 34%. So those stats right there, Darren.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's paints the picture right there. And tells us that it's just so important to have that helmet on.
There you go. So that's the one side of the equation, bicycle helmets. Let's talk about general bicycle safety. What thoughts do you have for this summer?
So I think people need to be aware. I think both cyclists and drivers need to be aware while they're cycling on the road. So cyclists need to be aware of where they should be and how to maneuver on the roadway to make sure that they are seen yet out of the way so that they're not obstructing traffic and getting in the way of other vehicles.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're on the far right side of the road. And if and when turning, using those hand signals to alert drivers as to where you are going so that people are aware of what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about bike helmets and bike safety, you know, the city streets and streets can get very busy sometimes. So you need to be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Yes, you certainly do. Just the same as you would when you're driving, you need to be aware of your surroundings at all times and planning ahead, make sure that you can be seen. And creating some escapes for yourself as well.
Yeah,
so we call those the ABCs of driving.
The ABCs of driving. There you go. And certainly for drivers, you know, be aware of the cyclist and give the cyclist that space. That's pretty important.
Absolutely. And the law does say that you must give 1 meter of space when passing a cyclist. So that's regardless of how fast you're going and where you are on the roadway. So if there's oncoming traffic, you should slow down and wait until you are able to pull out and pass that cyclist with
all right.
safety.
There you go. So again, we're trying to make it a safe summer. And again, certainly for you, Darren, you know, bicycle helmets, bicycle safety, it's all part of, you know, bicycles in terms of the project, Project 529, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and absolutely. It all kind of like folds in together. And we just want to make Stratford a cycling safe city and cycling friendly so that people feel comfortable when they are out on the roadway on their bikes.
Yeah. And then when you have those bike rodeos that we used to call them or the bike days, those are always great information sessions as well.
Yeah. It's great for kids to come out. It's lots of fun and it's great practice for them to learn the rules of the road and to just feel comfortable on their bike.
Right. And have a, just to, you know, enjoy the summer, but just to play it safe. Again, make sure you have that bike helmet on. As we've talked talked about in terms of some of the rules and regulations. Bottom line, put on a bicycle helmet. It's a good idea.
Yeah, let's make wearing a bike helmet cool so that it's not uncool to wear it.
There you go. No, that's well said there. You got Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. And let's get Aveline Flood in on the conversation. And wonderful to have you here. Let's talk about your involvement with Stratford Police Service, what your program's all about.
Yeah, so I'm joining the Stratford Police Service this summer. It's an 8-week-long program. And it's kind of just bridging the gap between youth and the police officers.
Okay.
So basically, I'm just getting involved with different community events, just gaining experience for my future. And overall, it's just been so far, it's been a great experience.
And you've had a nice summer so far, and of course, with the bike helmets and bicycling around for sure.
Yes, of course, of course, yeah.
And let's talk about what are your future endeavors in terms of what you're going to take away from this summer?
Yeah, so I mean, just all this experience, it's definitely just propelling me into my future career in policing. That's definitely my end goal. And this is just such valuable insights to how everything works, especially behind the scenes. There's a lot of things that happen that people don't really notice. And that stuff is just, it's very important.
Because I know there was a really great representation with the Stratford Police Service just recently at the Wildwood Fishing Day. There was a really good contingent out for that.
Yeah, I was there. That was a super fun day. Lots of people showed up, lots of fun. It was just, really nice weather. It was great. It was really great.
All right. And so for the rest of the summer, are you going to be at more sort of events, that sort of thing, or how's that working?
Yeah, I'm going to be at just different events all around Stratford and surrounding area, just, saying hi to people, just promoting this program and all the good it's doing. And just making people aware of, different safeties, like we just talked about. Bicycle safety, it's definitely a big one in the summertime. And I look forward to just meeting different people around Stratford.
Well, good to have you part of this with Youth in Police Initiative. That is awesome. And Darren, just before we let you go, anything else coming up that folks need to know or anything else on the go? I know it's always a busy time.
It's always a busy time and there's lots of stuff going on in Stratford, but I think it's just important to just try to be safe and be kind and be a good community member while you're out there.
That's what it's all about right there. And we'll share details again on bike safety and so much more on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service and Aveline Flood, Youth in Policing Initiative. Thank you so much. Have an awesome summer.
You too. Thanks, Jamie.